Okay, well, the company was formed by a gentleman who retired from the RAF nearly 40 years ago. He took his kind of pension and his experience and brought it and set up a company very close to here. We've been here ever since in mid-Suffolk and part of the landscape. And from our point of view, being a printing company, we're dealing with lots of other people and companies, so we get to have a relationship with lots and lots of different folk in this area, which is just what we love. We're very happy.
And Danny, when the phone rings and it's a new customer, they're saying, right, we want something done. What is it you can do here? Because printing, the business of printing has changed hugely, hasn't it?
It's changed massively, yeah. It really is. Anything that can be printed, we can handle under our roof here, and that can be from one business card to thousands of brochures or even external signage to go outside people's property.
So when people think about branding, a new look, or they need to refresh their public image, you're the people who can help with design as well?
We can, yes. Although my role here has changed, I came here as a graphic designer originally. We have a design team here. I should just say that although the business was formed all those years ago, it has gone through various stages of change. You do in four decades, of course. But we feel that we're well equipped to do everything, really, from initial concept right through to delivery of product, particularly with regard to design, which is obviously a passion of mine.
And Samantha from NatWest, you work across Suffolk and North Essex, so you see the business community on a day-to-day basis. What is the biggest challenge? Whatever the business, what is the biggest challenge, would you say? Whatever the circumstances of today's political world?
I think there's lots of different challenges around at the moment. I think Brexit is always something that's on people's minds, and the uncertainty of what's going to happen with the general election that's just taken place. I think something that I can feel proud of the businesses in Suffolk is that everyone joins together and there's not been a retraction of business. Everyone has powered on to make sure their customers are still served and supported.
And here we are celebrating Suffolk Day today. How important is Suffolk to you all? I'll ask you all the same question. Jonathan, how important is Suffolk to you?
Well, Suffolk is where I've always lived. I was born just a few miles from here. I love the county. I love its people. I know sometimes we get short shrifts. It's lovely to have a celebration of what is one of the most beautiful parts of the country. And why not, hey?
And Danny?
Yeah, I was born in Suffolk. Probably didn't really appreciate all that it has to offer until I left to go to university in the Midlands. And while I was there, I realised really what there is in Suffolk and how beautiful it is. And I'm a real ambassador. I love it. I love Suffolk now as a county here.
And Samantha?
Absolutely, I can agree with that. So I was born in Suffolk too, always worked in Suffolk. And it's great that we've got a day where we can celebrate and talk about how proud we are of what we do locally.
And I was born in Suffolk too, in a place called Melton. So there we are. Look at that. We're all local. Right, great. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you, Gipping Press.
Thank you very much.